Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
This has been something that's been in our family since Gloria and I got married. Her grandfather, Mr. Nice, Gloria was born 2 miles up the road here, just west here. And he was in the peach business, had peach orchards around, different pieces of property and so forth. And this was all a peach orchard. Back in those days, they didn't understand really, or either that or they didn't care about overgrowing or over-fertilizing and they would, this is not the most fertile soil when it comes to replenishing itself because it's very rocky. And they'd over-fertilize it. And the trees would literally grow themselves to death. Well, they'd get to the place where they'd still produce leaves, but the fruit on them wasn't any good much. And so Mr. Nice had pushed all these trees over, and this had become just pasture land and so forth. When Gloria and I got married in April of 1962, he brought us over here and gave us the 4 acres right behind the main house, which is behind the cameras there, where this log house sits and around, and the pond that's over behind this, and that's where it started. And so
No house.
Just rocks. Hey, man, the pond wasn't there.
No.
And excuse me, I was standing out behind the little hill there, and I the Lord showed me that pond. And I mean, we hadn't been saved just a little while, but I saw that pond and I saw that little gully running down through there, and it was a dry creek bed. And one of the first experiences in my Christian life concerning the Word of the Lord. I didn't know then anything about it, but I knew that in my spirit. I look back on it now, and I actually heard Him. And I had experienced that really as a young boy, but I didn't know what it was. I thought everybody did that. It wasn't audible. Just forget about audible voice. What if all the Christians in the world were hearing the audible voice of God all at the same time? Dear me, you couldn't hear anything. It'd just be this big roar all over the world. No, His Word comes in your
primarily.
Spirit, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and He said, you know, the dam ought to go right over there at that spot, and I spotted it by this tree over there. And it ought to come right over to here. Yeah. Okay. And then someone told us that, you know, the conservation people have a program going where if you'll let them know, they'll dig a pond for you. Whoa. So we let them know, of course. They came out and surveyed. They said, Mr. Copeland, we need to put the dam right here. And I thought, yeah, I could have told you that because it was right there where that tree was. And so built the pond, that began. Then later, the children, I mean, this was their place, and it's just been a marvelous place. And then as we began to grow in the ministry and our ministry began to develop, we would come up here and spend time in prayer and seek the Lord and get direction. And it became a place of fellowship with Him and fellowship with our family. And I remember one of the first partner letters I ever wrote. I came up here and spent the time to pray it out and seek the Lord about communicating with our partners. Praise God. So a lot has happened here. Father, we thank You for this broadcast today. We give You praise and honor and thanksgiving, sir. We open our hearts. We open our minds. for revelation from heaven. We receive, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Open your Bibles with me today to the 103rd Psalm. This is one of those prophetic psalms that was a promise. It was active in the Old Covenant, but it was prophetic to the New. This is prophesying of the body of Christ. Now, remember this. In fact, let's talk about this for a moment before we read these words. God created man, and He blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful." Now, Adam was not fruitful until God said that. Multiply. He could not have multiplied until God said that. Replenish or perpetually resupply the earth in everything it needs. He could not have done that until God said that. Mm-hmm. Now, then He said, have dominion over the earth and subdue it. He could not have done that if God had not said that. So what was going on? God was empowering him with the same supernatural power that created all material things. So this is extremely important. That's the reason it was on page one in the book of Genesis. So God, particularly when you see an English translation of the Bible that was translated by Jewish people, Jewish translators, you'll notice in a number of those translations that in the beginning, the Blessed One said, light be, light was.
Yeah.
Referring to Him as the Blessed One because it's the power of the blessing that we know as the blessing that created it all. So this is the most powerful release of heaven's authority to the human creation in the earth, the blessing of the Lord. Now that is vital, important information, and it has never changed and it never will. We know what Adam did with it. He just blew it off. And you see, the first thing that Adam did, he tried to meet his own needs for clothes. And his...
Not too successfully, I would think.
This is very important. Well, yeah, but now... hold still, Gloria.
Okay.
This is the first picture and the best picture of man's inability to meet his own needs because he still does not have the capacity to do that.
Right.
Not successfully. He can't do it. One day I was praying over this and I really wasn't thinking about it all that much, what I'm about to say, but I was praying concerning the Babylonian system that was made after God blessed Noah and his son, saying the same thing that He did to Adam. Mm-hmm. And then Ham and Japheth did the same thing Adam did. And Shem stayed with it. He became Melchizedek. He's the one that blessed Abram. And God blessed Abraham and his seed. And then you see it come all the way down to us that Christ was made a curse for us. Amen. Why? So that we might receive the blessing of Abraham through Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen.
So at any rate, here's this mighty power and I'm meditating on this, and the Babylonian system was created by men trying to meet their own needs without God. And they
tried to build a tower, they said. Let's us build a tower.
Yeah, we'll build a name for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And lest we be scattered throughout the earth. Well, sure, they're supposed to be scattered throughout the earth. That's what God told them to do. That's what the blessing was all about, was to create the Garden of Eden throughout the earth. But they didn't want to do that. And so out of that came the first king named Nimrod. He's the one that subjected all the people to him. And came the Babylonian system. And the God said Babel, which means confusion. And man's mental confusion state, he can get things up so big, but he can't create the increase without the blessing. And so he tries to keep getting it bigger so he can live from it. Then as it gets bigger, it can't recreate and it can't produce increase. So he tries to get it bigger. And so the thing gets so big, he can't handle it. And then it caves in. It hits that confusion cap, Babel. That's hits the word of God that God capped it. And it falls. Well, that happened to the tower. It happened to the city that they built. It's happened to every empire since. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about the fact that we're seeing it take place in the earth today. Every social government, that word is very descriptive. Socialism, social workers, social whatever, social justice, social supply. Socialism is society trying to meet its own needs, creating itself as its own God.
That's right.
It'll come up and promise you that it'll take care of all your health care.
From the cradle to the grave.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It can't possibly do it. Do you understand what kind of operation this thing would have to be to successfully take care of all of the health care of 300 plus million people?
It would have to be God.
That's what it's trying to be, and it can't do it. It doesn't believe in healing. It only believes in itself, and itself can't increase. There is no God, and it's God that giveth the increase. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, and it's happened ever since the Tower of Babel. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back to this. I'm sitting there thinking about all this and meditating on it, praying in the Spirit. And suddenly, I don't mean I had a big vision or anything. I just saw it within myself. From the Word, I saw the Lord call to Adam. And here he came in his little fig suit.
With his fig leaf.
Fig leaf
with
suit.
With his fig leaf flying in the breeze.
A fig leaf suit. He had tried to sew leaves together. Can you imagine how stupid that must have looked? Here is one that was clothed in the glory and the majesty of the Almighty God. Gorgeous, beautiful fire coming from his being. This is the reason he and his wife had never seen their physical bodies. They never had been naked. That they were clothed from the inside out. All of God's creation is clothed from the inside out. And so was he, but the light went out.
Now he's reduced to a fig leaf.
And here he is coming out in his own creation. Oh, my, my, my. And God said, boy, that ain't never gonna do. this ain't right. You notice here, God entered, obviously, into the first covenant that he ever had with a man. And it was a blood covenant. He killed an animal. Sacrificed an animal. Now, what does that mean? That meant for the violation of God's Word. God is life. Mm-hmm. Something had to die. It had to. And if God hadn't intervened, this whole thing would have just died out. All of every living thing would have just died because it was suddenly separated from the life of God and connected to this dead man who's connected to Satan. Mm-hmm. So God killed an animal rather than the man and entered into a supply and need covenant with him, at least at that point, for his clothes. Hmm. And we know that God taught him how to tithe because God taught his, Adam taught his boys how to tithe. Mm-hmm. And it was over the tithe that the first murder happened. So here is God teaching this man how to clothe himself, how to use animal skin and furs and so forth to clothe himself. He did not have a clue. He still doesn't. He still has to rely on things that have come down from Adam from that time that came from God.
Natural man does.
On how to supply himself. He can't take that good care of himself. And the more men try to supply themselves, the worse trouble they get into. Now then, let's go then here to the 103rd Psalm. The blessing of the Lord. Notice here that David is blessing the Lord. Now, what is he doing? He is exercising the blessing. Hmm. Now, we learned from the 10th chapter of Proverbs that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and God adds no sorrow with it. No, the word translated sorrow means to toil. To toil, that curse fell on Adam, but that was the first curse that we were redeemed from. So, toiling and struggling to eat was the first curse that was done away with, that sorrow. So here is David exercising the blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now notice he's speaking to his own soul, his mind, his will, his emotions, most particularly here, his mind and his memory. He's stirring up his memory. We need to be doing this. This is how you renew your mind to God's Word and what belongs to you in the covenant we have in the blood of Jesus. All our needs are supplied.
Hallelujah.
According to His riches in glory, not according to some socialistic system here. No, no, no. We live in the kingdom of God. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of doing things, and all these things are added to us. We do not have to go gather them. Oh, then we do not have to work. Yes, we do. You don't work, you don't eat. Well, then, I don't understand. I know it. Just stick around for the next 2 weeks. You'll learn
this
more about
good.
It.
This is good. Good.
But let me tell you this. We are on assignment. We are working in the kingdom. We go where He says go. We do what He says do. We work hard, but we're not toiling for a living. The Gentiles seek after these things. Only way they have of getting them.
Yeah.
You can seek them, borrow them, steal them, or you can seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and they will be added to you. They will inflow into your life as you sow and harvest and live in the kingdom by the faith in the King according to the words of the kingdom. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Listen. And forget not His benefits.
Glory to God.
We have benefits. We've talked about this before. We talked about it some last year when we were here. We're going to go into this in even a greater way. Benefits.
Praise God.
All of those things that you have looked to meet your needs and supply, forget them. Get your eyes on your benefits in the Word. What you keep your eye on, what you follow, becomes your dependency, your source of supply. Jesus is our source.
Yes, He is.
We'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.